Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The saint for today is Saint Hilarius of Poitiers. He was a bishop in what was then Gaul, what is now France. And it was during the time of the Arian heresy. And the Arian heresy, for those who need a quick reminder, was one which denied that Jesus was the co-eternal Son of the Father, denied the Trinity. It made Jesus an exalted creature, but a creature nonetheless. And that should sound very familiar to those of us in Utah, because it's very similar to the belief of the predominant local religion. And this is one of the reasons why I find it very strange that in our diocese we have no parish dedicated to Saint Hilarius, or and even more importantly, to Saint Athanasius, the great defender of the divinity of Christ at the Council of Nicaea. It's one of those things you don't understand. There should be. And so let's say a prayer for our Mormon friends to Saint Hilarius and to Saint Athanasius, that they will come to recognize the divinity of Christ. In our first reading, we hear how God told the prophet Samuel to select Saul as the king of Israel. And then he was anointed, and he became the king of Israel. He delivered the children of Israel from the Philistines. And it was a good king for a while, and then he forgot who was really king, namely God himself, and Saul lost his election. He lost his kingship. And eventually he would die in battle and be replaced by King David. And it's important to realize from that is you may be really good, you may be really holy, really strong, really powerful, but if you forget who's in charge, namely God, you can lose that election. Think of Judas Iscariot. Think of many who have been baptized, who've been elect, priests, bishops, even popes, who have fallen in sin, and some of whom may be in hell because of that. So, don't be presumptuous. Don't think that you're all that and that you can't fall from grace. Now, the flip side we find in today's gospel, where you find Levi, Matthew, and he's a sinner. He's a tax collector. He's a thief. He collaborates with the Romans. He's sick, spiritually sick. And the divine physician comes, and he's called to repentance, and he repents, and he's lifted up to become one of the patriarchs of the new covenant, one of the 12 apostles. So no matter how far you've fallen as a sinner, through repentance and God's mercy and grace, you can become a great saint. How do you do that? By recognizing who's in charge, namely God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.